Good morning. We just left off with that one last point before we continue on the Chayotim, that the message you want to convey is not a negative message. You want to convey to the child an interest in doing, creating a negative message in the way that the child would rebel when he comes older. Again, we pointed out, is the opposite of chinuch. It's not chinuch, it's the opposite of chinuch. So we say that we have to create a clarity to the child of how bad it is. It has to be done in such a way that the child will be motivated, therefore, not to want to do it because it's detrimental. And he will respect that concept. But of course, a major element of chinuch is to train the child to do it in a way where the child is interested and excited about doing it. And therefore, he will want to do it when he becomes an adult. Okay, the Chayyot is going to move into the halachas of calculating bar mitzvah. So he says that bar mitzvah is for a boy, and we'll see for a girl it's a year earlier, the mitzvah is for a boy when he reaches the age of 13 full years. Dehainu, in Melad Ba'ala B'Nissan, if a child is born, for example, on the first day of Nissan, lo nasa bar mitzvah ad shegia aleph b'Nissan mishnas hayudalet. So he becomes a bar mitzvah when he, 13 years later, so aleph Nissan is his first day. Even if the child is born later in the day, we count aleph Nissan as his first day. So that's his first day in the world. He gets partial credit. He gets full credit for partial. So now, when the last day of Adar is completed, he has completed 13 full years. Aleph Nissan was his first day. Chof Tes Adar is his last day of the year, and this happens 13 times. When Aleph Nissan starts, he's starting his 14th year. So you do not need to come back to 14 full years, what's known in Halacha as Me'es La'es, from that hour to that hour, from that time to that time. So you do not say that a child is born at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Aleph Nissan needs to wait to get a dinner of a mitzvah 13 full years later, and then on Aleph Nissan when he turns at 5 o'clock. We do not say that. But we say, and there is such an opinion, we do not pass on like that. But rather we say that as soon as he reaches the night of Aleph Nissan, he's considered a mitzvah. Okay. Now, the Chayyotim now deals with the difficult questions of that all our years in the Jewish calendar are not uniform. We have years which have an extra month. That's one question. And we can have a child is born in a year without the extra month, and then he becomes bar mitzvah in the year with the extra month. And we also have months which can have alternate between either having 29 or 30 days. So Chayyotim will deal with both of those issues. First, he deals with the issue of an extra month. So in a situation of an extra month, there can be a few scenarios, a few questions. First question is, a child is born not in that month. A child is born in the month of Iyar. So he can go through 13, 12-month cycles way before reaching the date of Iyar. Because some of the years have 13 months and not 12 months. So that's very clear that we do not look at it like that. We do not need 13, 12-month cycles. We need 13 years. And a year requires the full halachic status of a year. We have to get back to that same date. So the fact that there are some years with another month, it doesn't change anything in halacha. Whereas more interesting is when the child is born in the month of Adar. So there are two scenarios. So scenario number one, he's born in the month of Adar in a year where it's a Shana Mubaris, and he's born in either the first Adar or the second Adar. But the year is the year of his bar mitzvah. There's only one Adar. So that's very easy. We follow that same date of Adar as from the year he was born. So he was born on the 15th of Adar, Aleph. 13 years later, he's bar mitzvah on the 15th of Adar. He was born on the 15th of Adar Beis. 13 years later, he's bar mitzvah on the 15th of Adar. What about the other way around? He was born in a year which is two more possibilities. He was born in a year which was a Mubaris, and he's bar mitzvah in a year which is Mubaris. So over there, it's also easy. He's born on the 15th of Adar Aleph. His bar mitzvah is the 15th of Adar Aleph. He was born on the 15th of Adar Beis. His bar mitzvah is the 15th of Adar Beis.
What about if the year he was born was a Shana Pshuta, and the year which is Bar Mitzvah is a Shana Muberis? So which Adar is the real Adar? Which is the real Adar, the first Adar, and therefore his Bar Mitzvah is the first Adar? Or is his real Adar the second Adar, and his Bar Mitzvah is in the second Adar? And we'll talk about that Bez Hashem more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.